Good evening. Welcome to the Derry Township Board of Supervisors regularly scheduled meeting. This is Tuesday, November 28th, 2023, approximately 7:04 p.m. The board met an executive session beginning at 6 p.m. to discuss land and legal matters. That executive session concluded at approximately 7:02 p.m. So at this time, I'm calling the meeting to order officially, and I'd ask everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crispin, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamuda.
Here.
Supervisor Corrado.
Here.
Supervisor Nutt.
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff.
Here.
And Supervisor Abruzzo.
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. So all members of the board are present. We will move forward with the first item on the agenda, which is the visitor public comment session. This is the first of two sessions. The rules are the same for both. This is an opportunity for members of the public to come forward, place their name into the record, name and address, spelling the last name if necessary, and typically the board gives speakers approximately 3 minutes. If you're going beyond that, we may gently urge you to wrap up. And tied into that sort of this whole public comment session is the general housekeeping announcement that although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to tape record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. To ensure all comments are captured by the recording device, everyone needs to speak directly into a microphone. I think at this point we can open it up to visitor public comment. Anyone wishing to come forward may do so at this time.
I'm Jonathan Christ, 2865 Church Road. I'm here on behalf of myself as an individual and on behalf of my clients, Chris Painter and Doug Irwin of AIS. I have suggestions that I wanted to talk about. They're going to have, it's listed as a hearing on the new stormwater management. I don't think it's new so much as it's reshuffling the order of things and renumbering, but I believe that there are certain items that belong in that have been not included in Derry Township's stormwater management ordinance historically, and they should be. And I have prepared handouts of what I think should be in there, and I don't know if we should do this as part of that hearing or whether I should do that as a separate public comment. I really think it belongs as part of the hearing. I assume as a hearing I would get a chance to present my, it's not corrections, it's just additions.
It's simply when an ordinance is advertised for consideration of adoption, it's a public hearing. It's not a public hearing where you have testimony, so to speak. You have the ability to make public comment, and that's what it's for. You have the ability to provide public comment. Following that public comment, the board will potentially consider a motion to either move forward and adopt the ordinance or to table it and address some.
Well, should that a public comment be after we put the thing on about the ordinance, or should it be now, ahead of time?
That's up to the will of the board.
Will there be public comment during the hearing?
Yeah.
So why don't we have a shutdown?
We can wait.
All right. I have handouts.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Christ. Is there anyone else? All right. Hearing and seeing no one else coming forward, we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is the consent calendar. There are two items under the consent calendar for approval. A, the release of the financial security provided for the stormwater management plan for 2455 Schoolhouse Road, and B, the approval of the November 28, 2023 accounts payable and payroll. Board can take both of these items in one motion or separately. At this time, I'll ask the board.
I'll make a motion to approve consent calendar items A and B.
All right. Motion made by Mr. Zamuda. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any discussion? Any questions? Any comments on those two items? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is new business. The first item under new business is the hearing regarding proposed ordinance number 2023-08, amending Chapter 174, which deals with stormwater management, for the township to be in compliance with Act 167, which is the Dauphin Countywide Stormwater Management Plan. And Mr. Emmerich, am I sending this over to you to tee up?
That'd be great. So on December 21st, 2010, the township did adopt its first freestanding ordinance, Chapter 174, which brought the township into compliance with Act 167. In other words, this ordinance was outside of the SALDO, where it had previously resided. The Stormwater Management Act requires each municipality within an area covered by a stormwater management plan to adopt or amend and implement such ordinances and regulations, including zoning, subdivision, and land development, building code, and erosion and sediment control, as are necessary to regulate development within the municipality in a manner consistent with the Stormwater Management Plan and the provisions of the Stormwater Management Act. This is the first major revision of the regulations since DTMA has become the Township Stormwater Management Authority. I've worked with HRG and DTMA over what is literally a number of years to revise our stormwater management regulations to be consistent with the current DEP model ordinance. Chapter 174 has been also reviewed by Pat Armstrong, and I believe it's ripe for adoption. I'm suggesting in the adoption that the existing Chapter 174 be repealed in its entirety and replaced with the new revised ordinance that's before you this evening. Just to highlight a few of the changes that were made to the ordinance, it now notes DTMA as our stormwater management authority and allows them to share the requirements to implement a program of stormwater control in the township. It's now noted that DTMA is to manage post-construction stormwater BMPs once they are established. That's typically how we've done it here. New projects, whether it's a patio or a land development plan, are approved through community development, through the review of HRG. And then once the facilities are installed, it's DTMA's responsibility to manage them afterwards. DTMA is empowered to take enforcement action against an owner for any failure to satisfy the provisions of Chapter 174, and DTMA is authorized to permit modifications to BMPs when necessary, and that's post-construction modifications. More generally, the ordinance requires verification of infiltration rates when the BMPs are used for erosion and sediment control. In other words, when a basin is used to collect dirty stormwater and allow the mud to sink to filter out, but then we want to ensure that the infiltration that was originally proposed there is maintained once the basin is mucked out. It requires it has more detailed inspection requirements for BMPs, and we've also added a series of standard details to the ordinance to add some consistency to what we see on plans. I'm recommending that ordinance 2023-08 be adopted.
All right. Discussion, questions for Ms. Rimmer? None. Is this the item that Chris asked about public comment? So before we go to a vote, Mr. Chris, would you like to come forward?
I would like to pass out a handout for everybody. I have one for everybody. Deals with the issue that is near and dear to my heart, which is sinkholes and the problem of stormwater and sinkholes. And it's something that needs to be addressed, I believe, in the township for a number of reasons. One of which is because we have a whole bunch of sinkholes, particularly anything north of Woods Brook. We have a west end going under development, and that is going to have problems with sinkholes. We have a proposed hotel going on Chocolate Avenue that is sitting on a bunch of sinkholes, and the it's not being addressed in stormwater. They had this problem in Palmyra, and 5 years ago, and I've attached the Palmyra version of the ordinance to the top of it, they outlawed, basically for stormwater, you got two ways to handle it. You handle it on the surface, either with a detention pond, or you do it underground with what's known as an infiltration system, stormwater capture underground system. Because of all the sinkholes in Palmyra, about 5 years ago, they amended their ordinance to eliminate completely infiltration in the whole borough of Palmyra. They do not allow it because of the sinkholes. And it's something that we need to consider here, at least for the northern part of Derry Township, from, as I say, Wood Road North. They've stuck it in, when they did it in Palmyra, they stuck it under volume controls. And there it is, based on the moratorium area assessment, infiltration is prohibited in the borough. They just, and they define in their definitional section infiltration as being a structure designed to direct runoff into the ground, whether it be French drains, seepage pits, seepage drains, or stormwater capture, underground capture system. Why is that important, particularly to my clients, Chris Painter and Doug Irwin? Because the plan which has been permitted or passed by the township, and I got a copy of relevant ordinance here, allows an underground capture system on the proposed Town Place Suites Hotel. The plans show one. The problem is that their geotech report, which is also part of the plan, and which I've illustrated, says contractors shall obtain a copy of the geotechnical engineering report prepared by Advantage Engineers and adhere to all the requirements.
Mr. Chris, this should be public comment associated with the proposed ordinance, not with respect to your issues with the development that's currently.
Well, I want to show what the problem of this leads to, okay? You have a plan which says adhere to the requirements of the geotech report. The geotech report for that hotel specifically says do not do an underground capture system with the hotel because of the sinkholes in the area. That's their own, signed by their own engineer, Mr. Barnhart, who is from the West Shore of Advantage Engineering, and while I've not used him personally, he is a reputable engineer, and he has said that you have sinkhole issues. Also, I have added to the packet, this is comes from the Pennsylvania Department of DEP's permitting for stormwater discharges manual. They wrote a new manual out last year in March. And they specifically say where you should not do utilize underground groundwater discharge for stormwater management. They list, this comes out of their handout. And it's March of 2020, March 18th of 2020 it came out. And one of the places that it says that you should not do it is any parking lot with 40 or more parking spaces, which would include the hotel. Why this is such an issue? I want everybody to understand what the mechanics and the dynamics of the stormwater with regard to sinkholes is. This is a little handy thing that I've used for years, and I put it so everybody can have it and see how it works. You want to find out what you're going to have to deal with in terms of stormwater. You do the length times the width of the impervious coverage and multiply by 0.623 to get your gallons. So I just wanted just everybody to see what we're talking about for the Town Place Suites Hotel.
Okay, Mr. Chris, did you provide this packet to Mr. Emmer?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're making it clear that you're suggesting the township consider an amendment maybe in a different on a different night with respect to sinkholes, and I think it would be appropriate if Mr. Emmerich's department review this. But There is a proposed ordinance for adoption this evening. Do you have any comments on the proposed ordinance provisions?
Yes,
Mr. We're all understanding your concerns with respect to sinkholes. You provided the packet to Mr. Emmerich's department will review it, and if there's a need for a further amendment down the road, I'm sure his department will work with HRG and keep the board in communication. My question to you is, do you have any comments specific to the ordinance that's before this board for adoption this evening? Aside from the sinkhole concern?
Nothing aside from the sinkhole concern, but it belongs in the ordinance.
Okay, thank you.
If I could just respond quickly, you know, I don't know what Palmyra Borough's ordinance is, and I don't know what a moratorium area assessment is, but this, even though it says infiltration is prohibited in the borough, when you read the next sentence, it says, in those cases where the applicant chooses to pursue infiltration. So first of all, I don't know that there's a moratorium on it. I don't know that it's prohibited. I think Palmyra Borough is, first of all, I don't think it's worded very well. Secondly, I think Palmyra Borough probably does what we do, which is requires the design professional to design stormwater management facilities in karst topography under their seal. We only review to see if the calculations are correct.
In this instance, you'll be able to review the report from the professional from Advantage Engineering, but it does sound like their recommendation, Mr. Kwan, was do not build an underground infiltration tank.
And I don't recall sitting here, but I think his is lined and discharges to stormwater facilities. It is underground system, but I believe it's lined.
I wouldn't start with that.
But that's a whole different issue, as Pat's pointed out.
Right, and I guess I just want to make
separate from.
So let's not let that issue completely go away, because it's relevant to that particular project, and it's been at least brought to our attention at this point. So we want to make sure that whatever system is utilized at that site of that project, it be appropriate for that site.
Well, keep in mind that project is approved, so that review has taken place through HRG. For the sake of the board, I will look back and see if it's a line system.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I mean, if their engineer, this is a report from their engineer, Mr. Kwan, that advises against it, so we should probably, right. I don't know why we wouldn't have seen that, or should we have seen it?
Oh, no, we would have. And again, you know, in some cases, we're reviewing calculations, not concepts.
Well, let's take a look at that.
Sure.
Separately, that doesn't seem to impact what we're going to do tonight on this ordinance, or what we could do tonight on this ordinance. We should vote to approve it. Is the agenda as worded? Are we voting to schedule a hearing, or voting to approve the proposed ordinance?
Does he need to mention about
I believe this has been advertised for adoption this evening, correct, Chuck?
Yes.
So there would be, if the board, unless there's any further public comment, if the board is ready to entertain a motion to approve, or the, it looks like ordinance 2023-08, chapter 174, it would be appropriate.
All right, is there anybody else for public comment purposes? Thank you, Mr. Chris, for bringing this to our attention. Is there anyone else that wishes to address public comment on this particular issue, which is the proposed ordinance? All right, seeing as there is no further public comment on this item, it's now right for a motion. Is there a motion?
I move that the ordinance number 2023-08 is hereby adopted.
All right, motion made by Mr. Wyckoff. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Motion is seconded by Mr. Zaluda. Any further discussion or questions? All right. Nothing further. I don't have anything further on this proposed ordinance, but I appreciate Mr. Emmerich taking a look at the information that was presented to us by Mr. Christ. All right. All those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. Thank you. The next item is B, is the review of the proposed master plan amendments to the zoning ordinance prior to consideration by the Township and the County Planning Commission. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item was last presented to the board in concept in June 7th of 2023 during our workshop meeting. At that time, Pat and I were provided with some direction on what the board desired to have modified in the present zoning ordinance as it relates to the master plan process. The attached draft ordinance represents our understanding of the modifications desired. Just to highlight a few of the changes, the minimum site area for a master plan in the Hershey mixed use or Palmdale mixed use was raised from 1 acre to 10 acres. In all other zoning districts which permit master plans, was raised from 10 acres to 15 acres. And the public road frontage was raised from 150 to 200 feet. The application process now requires or strongly recommends a sketch plan for the conditional use. The standing of the master plan as a preliminary plan was removed. The board may recall that we were looking at a master plan as a preliminary plan. That allowance has been removed. So a master plan will require a preliminary plan to follow. When a master plan is also subject to the Downtown Core Design Review Board, that approval is to be obtained first, or that review. There's more details provided in what a master plan must meet regarding SADA requirements. It's requiring that, in addition to the detailed plans that it already had required, that it meet the minimum standards of a preliminary plan. There were reductions in the density bonuses provided for residential uses, so single-family, detached, semi-detached, and two-family dwellings changed from a 40% to a 25% bonus. Single-family attached dwellings, which are townhouses, changed from 35 to 15%. Apartments and senior apartments changed from 25 to 10%. The impervious coverage bonus changed from 10% to 5%. And the maximum building height changed from 65 feet to 60 feet. There's more specific requirements for dedication of park, recreation, and open space, which is our park and open space that we would require for any residential development. In addition to that, we're now requiring that 25% of the gross site area must be proposed as common open space. And of that 25%, the ordinance would allow 20% of the common open space to be located in a floodplain. At least 50% of the common open space should contain slopes of 10% or less. And then there's a percentage of the open space that can contain stormwater management facilities. The way the ordinance is presently written, it's written to allow 15% of the open space to contain stormwater facilities. This was the final item that Pat and I were back and forth prior to releasing this draft to the board. I'm thinking that if it's 15% of the open space to contain stormwater management facilities, that should be limited to surface facilities, because some of the open spaces that may have either underground infiltration or pipes running through them, I don't know that inhibits the common open space. So I would suggest either limiting that 15% to be surface or increasing the 15% to be 20%, and it would include at that point all surface facilities. The only other exclusion that I might put in there is that if for that common open space there were parking facilities or other improvements proposed to help facilitate the use of it, that those stormwater management facilities related directly to the common open space would be exempt from that limitation. Do we follow all that? There is a very prescriptive list of what modifications are permitted to a master plan once approved to be modified as part of the preliminary or final plan that would come in. Those are listed in my staff comments. So it's a kind of a tight boundary of things that could change coming from the approved master plan into the plans that would follow. Then there's an area. Well, let's talk about a prescriptive list of modifications that would require a completely new master plan. And again, it's more than 5% or 10 dwelling units added to the site. and some other, you know, more intensive things. And then there's an area in between those two limits that would allow a master plan to be modified. So that in summary, is the ordinance that we're looking to send to the Planning Commission. In addition to anything else, you might want to give direction on the handling of the stormwater in the open space, I think, was one, as I said, one item that Pat and I were still batting back and forth.
So, yes, a lot of what Chuck went through, I think a lot of it was in the draft in June. I think the main changes that I recall since your work session were, you know, redesignating the reference to public open space to common open space. We made a change. There were some comments about additional information that the township may want associated with the application. So we made an addition of any other information deemed necessary by the township. The stormwater facilities as part of the common open space, I believe it previously read, is that no stormwater facilities would be permitted as part of the open space. And what we did, the way it reads currently, is the stormwater management facility shall not qualify for and or be included in the required minimum open space area. I think that's where it ended before. And what we added was, unless specifically approved by the Board of Supervisors, in which case no more than 50% of the required minimum open space shall consist of stormwater management facilities. To Chuck's point, you could maybe plug in no more than 15% of the required minimum open space shall consist of above ground stormwater
right.
management facilities. I think that's a question to the board. I guess first part is the board okay with the change from previously how it read stormwater management facilities shall not qualify for and or be included in the minimum open space area period, to changing that to allow for the following language: unless specifically approved by the Board of Supervisors, in which case no more than 15% of the required minimum open space shall consist of stormwater management facilities. And if you're okay with that change, are you okay with adding what I think Chuck just went through, no more than 15% of the required minimum open space shall consist of above-ground stormwater management facilities. Does everyone understand that?
What's an example of an above-ground?
Basin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will just speak for myself first. That language is consistent with the discussion we had during the workshop. We were trying to reduce the amount of, you know, we didn't want people to dedicate open space for the township or for the residents in a development, but it'd be solely a stormwater basin, right? That didn't seem to be right. So all of what you read, Pat, is consistent with our attempt to sort of grant the township greater control and reduce the amount of land that can be used to satisfy the
And you're okay with, assuming it's okay with the board at the time of the conditional use here, you're okay with allowing up to 15% of the open space to be within the stormwater facilities, above ground stormwater facilities?
Did Chuck mention 15 or 20%?
Well, that's just, my suggestion was, if we're talking about surface features, because I believe that's what we're trying to protect the open space from is areas that would have steep slopes or be constantly wet, then 15% is adequate. I don't think we're trying to protect the open space from pipes that, you know, stormwater pipes that may run through. So what my suggestion was is we're broadly saying no stormwater management facilities, because in the definition of stormwater management facilities includes pipes and everything. Then maybe that should be limited to 20%. If we're just saying surface features, then I think 15% is appropriate.
Can we have that differentiation?
No. The thing that has changed since the last version was incorporating the up to 15%. And if you're okay with that, the next potential consideration for an addition would be that 15% would only account towards above ground stormwater.
Right. Because when you say pipes, Chuck, you're talking specifically about underground stormwater
right.
management apparatus, which I don't know that's really the issue that we were trying to prevent, right? We don't want to, if we make it that there's no part of that property that can be used for stormwater management. That seems unreasonable, and so we're not trying to create an unreasonable standard. So we're saying up to 15% above ground could be used for stormwater management purposes, but 15% is still a fairly small fraction of that above ground space.
Okay, so if that's the direction, we can keep the 15% threshold and we'll plug in above ground or for stormwater. And then the other main change or changes since your June meeting was probably Chuck went through them somewhat. The provisions addressing what constitutes a de minimis modification to an approved conditional use master plan, what's considered something that's more than de minimis but less than substantial, and what's considered substantial. And the difference is, or something to keep in mind, is a de minimis change to a conditional use plan, if this were to be adopted, could be considered and approved by you as the board at the time of land development. If it's a little bit more than a de minimis, they would be required to come back before you with another conditional use application as an amendment to that previously approved conditional use plan. And if it's more than that, if it qualifies, it hits a threshold for the substantial change that characterizes as a new application, they would have to file a brand new application for a conditional use to come back before it's started.
Correct.
So those three kind of groupings are, those are the result of our discussion in June as well. If you remember, we were trying to figure out how you wanted to package those.
These seem to address the things we were trying to get at, that we didn't want to see, that if there was too much change to a master approved, there seemed to be too much wiggle room in the master plan, and things were looking a little different than what the boards were approving early on. So this seems to, I'm just going through the prescriptive listings that appear in the document here, Chuck, and I feel like this addresses the things that we discussed in our workshop and that we are most concerned with when it comes to any changes to the master plan. So does anybody feel differently about that? I think these do address fairly what we're trying to get at.
So the next step, really the purpose, I think, for tonight is to make sure that this draft is what the board is looking for. And if you're all okay with this draft, the next step would be to send it off to the County Planning Commission, the Township Planning Commission.
All right, so you'll want a motion from us that we send these proposed amendments to the Township and County Planning Commissions for review and comment. Then they'll come back to us for final vote.
You'll get their comments, and if you're okay, if they have comments that you want to make changes to it, great. If they don't have any comments, or if they have comments that you don't care about, that you don't necessarily see the need to amend the ordinance, then you can then authorize it to be advertised for a public hearing for you to adopt at a future meeting.
Now this, so that, I think we all were good with this. We're ready to make a motion. What is the status of the setbacks that were also a major component of the workshop?
So I'm comfortable with the modifications that we've made because it was specifically what was on the audio minutes of the meeting. So I'm comfortable sending those on to the Planning Commission. So actually, I'd already gotten permission from the board to move those on. We chose to hold those back and let those accompany this master plan because modifications to the ordinance are a real pain, and it's nice if we can move it all through in concert. And then mixed in there are a couple other corrections. We had some bad section references and things in the ordinance that are corrected with that piece. So that is ready to go in tandem with this.
And so just briefly checking if I'm incorrectly paraphrasing, correct me, but the setback requirements that we will be sending over for comment to the commissions, the planning commissions, we've essentially reduced those setbacks from what they were changed to.
Or increase them, yes.
Or increase them, and that's the better word, is we've increased the distance, the setback distances, in some instances back to what they were in the past.
Back to 15 feet.
In some instances, just more than they were. So our hope is that, our expectation is that these changes will result in less construction residential development in a way that right now, folks may feel like, their property is being encroached upon by neighbors who are tearing down homes and building much bigger homes.
Right. What was decided at the workshop was to go with a stepping scale of based on lot width. So we still have some 5-foot setbacks, but that's on 40-foot wide lots,
right?
Which we really don't want to regulate a much larger.
Right. And there are areas in the community where those setbacks are
historic.
Make sense. They're historic, fact, yeah. Right? So, all right. So that was a big part of that workshop.
Yep.
And you're right. Now I remember where we were with that. So the good news is with a positive vote on the motion this evening, we'll be sending both pieces. Nice. And we hope to have these items back to us in January. And if there aren't any significant changes or comments that we have to address, we might be in a position to vote in January.
We are not going to, this will not get to the planning commissions till their January meeting.
Okay.
So it likely can come back to the board in the second January meeting to authorize advertisement for the hearing and adoption.
All right, good. Well, we're making progress, and it's a big issue.
We are.
And there was a lot of work involved from your team, Chuck, and Pat, and so we're finally on the precipice of getting this done. So with that, no more loafocating by me. Do we have, if there are no other questions for Chuck or Pat, do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the proposed amendments to Section 25-501.58 of the zoning ordinance be forwarded to the Township Accounting Planning Commissions for review and comment.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Wyckoff. Any further discussion and comments?
Yeah, real quick, did we want to add what our council had mentioned about the above ground stormwater facility?
It'll be in the draft that's sent to the county and the township.
But did we want to add that to the motion?
Pat and I made eye contact. We knew we were going to add it. It's okay.
I don't think it needs to be made part of the motion. They have the direction from us to make that change.
All right. Good.
But good question, good point, Rick. Any other questions or comments? If not, we'll go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. And we're excited to make that happen. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Pat. All right, the next item on the agenda is C, under new business. It's the acceptance of financial security for the site improvement plan and stormwater management plan for Hershey Tanger Outlets, S-2023-014. Mr. Emery.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you said, this is for Tanger Outlets. This is for their center island modifications. HRG reviewed the cost estimate prepared by the applicant's engineer and recommended that financial security in the amount of $367,727 is to be provided. The applicant has provided the security in the form of a Hartford Fire Insurance Company bond and has entered into the township standard agreement to provide financial security and guarantee completion of those improvements required by the Stormwater Management Plan and Report. I'm therefore recommending that the board accepts the financial security in the amount of $367,727 in the form of a bond and enters into the standard agreement with Factory Stores of Hershey or FSH Associates LP for the site improvement plan and stormwater management plan for Hershey Tanger Outlets S-2023-014.
Very good. Any questions for Mr. Armour? If none, do we have a motion?
I'll offer a motion that the Board of Supervisors accepts the financial security in the amount of $367,727 in the form of Hartford Fire Insurance Company bond number 20BSB1B8275 and enters into the agreement to provide financial security with FSH Associates LP for the site improvement plan and stormwater management plan for Hershey Tanker Outlets, 46 Outlet Square, S223-014.
Motion made by Mrs. Nutt. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion seconded by Mr. Corrado. Any question or comment? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. The motion passes unanimously. That concludes new business. The next item is supervisor board and committee reports. Start with Mr. Zmuda and work our way to the right. Mr. Zmuda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yesterday I attended a downtown port design board meeting where we discussed new replacement signage at the Living Well. Tongue-tied yesterday too about that. That's a facility on a care facility on Valley, and we also discussed building elements, materials, lighting, and signage for the lumberyard project that's going on the north side of Joplin Avenue. This morning, I was at a transportation meeting. We discussed roundabouts and grants. We discussed several other grants for projects that are being looked at in the township. And we also discussed several other township projects aimed at pedestrian safety and traffic calming goals. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Zmuda. Mr. Corrado?
No report.
And Mrs. Nutt?
No report.
Mr. Wyckoff?
Mr. Corrado, are you sure you're not doing the DTMA update this evening as you just attended the meeting?
I did not receive the recap from Bill, so my notes are at home, to be very frank. So I can provide that at our next meeting.
We'll hold you to that.
Thank you.
That would make a lot of sense.
Thank you, Corrado.
All right, so I take that as no additional report.
Unfortunately, I missed the DTMA meeting, and I was under the assumption that Mr. Corrado would provide.
I can provide that, as I said.
My apologies to all.
All right. So I have no board or committee report to offer. We will then go to departmental reports. Police Department, Chief Wunder.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Welcome to the
And you guys just have to, I'm sorry, hold the mic so it's loud for the audio here, but I did hear you.
That was intended. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Mr. Sassman, Volunteer Fire Department.
I have nothing further for this evening either.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Mr. Clark, Public Works.
I believe we're over the hump in leaf picking. The guys put in the last 2.5-3 weeks, put in a little bit of overtime to try and stay on schedule as best we could. I believe we've been successful and we're over the hump. Next week is the last scheduled week.
Great. Yeah, I have seen your trucks out quite a bit.
Did a good job there. Excellent. Kudos to your guys.
Mrs. Jacobine, library.
The Friends of the Library will be holding a pop-up book sale on December 8th and 9th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have lots of different things, all specially selected for holiday gifts. So if you want to start your shopping, you don't
want
to go somewhere busy, it's the perfect place to go.
Excellent. Mr. Jackson, Parks and Rec.
Thank you. No report this evening.
Very good. Stump, engineer report.
No report beyond what Mr. Smith said about this point of meeting.
Okay, very well. Community development.
Just quickly, I'm looking to schedule a hearing for a conditional use for 911 May Street, which would be a short-term rental. Tuesday, January 23rd, I think 6:30 would be fine.
Is that the same, did you say Tuesday?
Yep.
So that's
it's the same as a meeting. Like
one meeting, right? And we don't have another meeting earlier in the month. We just have the reorganization meeting.
Which we don't put business on for you. Yes.
Which, right, what did you say?
So which we don't put business on. We got an extension from the applicant to actually hit the second meeting in January.
Yeah, one of the worst. I'm sure other board members have had that experience too. That's a horrible night to have any business done when we're doing all those appointments. But very good. Is that otherwise? That seems fine. Everybody, Chuck, so go ahead and schedule
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you.
All All right, Mr. Crisman, Township Manager.
I have no report, but thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, well, we'll open it up. This will be the second visitor public comment session for the meeting. Anybody wishing to come forward, please do so now. All right, seeing as no one has come forward.
I do have, speaking of public hearings, I think there's a liquor license transfer as well. Everyone, are you okay with that at one of your December meetings?
Is that 23rd?
Oh, I thought that was a condition of use.
No, I'm saying, is the liquor the 23rd, and I missed that?
No, I think the condition of use you got the exemption for. The liquor license, there was a separate liquor license transfer application. I guess my question is, do we want to schedule after the 23rd, or do we want to do that for in December?
If we do, then let's move the conditional use to 6.
Okay, I'll let you know that you can hold this to win.
The liquor licenses take about 5
minutes. Right, I don't anticipate it.
Just do it on the 23rd. If it's ready for the 23rd, that's fine.
The liquor license as well?
Yeah.
Then we'll move the conditional use to 6, which generally takes about a half an hour. Or keep it at 6:30, and if the liquor license runs into the regular meeting, I know that Pat's been okay with that.
Yeah, you can advertise the liquor license transfer for...
We'll keep it at 6:30.
Why don't you make it part of the liquor license, part of the regular meeting?
That's fine,
too.
All right, we're going to close public comment, and that will take us to... next item on the agenda, which is adjournment. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Can I make a quick announcement?
Yes.
Please. Christmas tree lighting is on Saturday between 2 and 6. So, just a general announcement. So, love to see you guys.
Free cocoa and cookies. As you
yes, said. Hot cocoa and cookies. Chocolate chip. Yes, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you. Motion to adjourn made by Mr. Muda. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Corrado. All in favor, please vote aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, the ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.